The president of the National Group Communities in Schools says the Kalamazoo Promise can be game-changing for making higher education available. Dan Cardinale was in Kalamazoo over the last 2 days. His visit included meetings with members of Kalamazoo Communities in Schools and educators.
What has been so game-changing about the Kalamazoo Promise is the community has come together and said, we believe that our young people, if they're academically successful, should be able to make as free a choice about post-secondary education based on their own desires, about being a citizen, and choosing their own careers.
Cardinale says most schools have trouble serving high-poverty students. He says there are a variety of barriers in the way of a quality education for kids who come from poverty. Cardinale says students in Kalamazoo are coming of age, realizing that higher education is a real possibility.
So for poor kids whose families would never have may never have gone to college, they're now saying, wow, I can go to college. There are other things about it that are fundamental. One of the things is it basically put pressure on the education system to make sure all young people are ready for post-secondary. And I've seen the school system here do just terrific work to drive increased academic outcomes. So regardless of how challenged a young person is, they're supported to be able to go on to community college or a four-year place or Voc Tech. It's just terrific.
It's part of what you're saying there, though, that there's more than just having the money and the opportunity, that there has got to be some infrastructure around that, both in the community and in the school district, if it's really going to work.
So I am very much saying that. We know that money doesn't solve things. Money is a great enabler. People and caring adults and supports are what are transformative for young people. So the goal of communities and schools, and I think the goal of the school system, is to ensure teachers, and in our case at communities and schools, our site coordinators that work in schools, are involved in the lives of all young people. And we know that kids that are under siege from poverty have very fragmented lives very often. And when there is a caring adult or a set of caring adults in the building, they can believe that their lives can be transformed. And then they're available to learning. They're available to imagining horizons that they wouldn't otherwise imagine. And most importantly, they're able to confront the obstacles that they have in their lives with resiliency and a hope that will carry them through the difficult breaking down of barriers that all young people have to do. Most of us, I grew up in a very strong middle-class environment. I had a family that helped me bust through those barriers, and they had resources to be able to help me do that. The job of the school system and our organization is to provide that community of support for them so that they can bust through and make great choices. So once they've done that, then when they start realizing dreams and they have resources to go on to community college or college, what a fabulous opportunity. It's not an obstacle. The community's already taken care of that obstacle.
Based on the time that you've spent here in Kalamazoo meeting with people in education as well as people in the broader community, the business community, do you think there are some lessons here that Kalamazoo has to teach to other school districts about how to address those problems, even if those other districts don't have generous donors that can create this sort of scholarship program?
It's a great question. So one of the things I think I'm personally wrestling with as I'm here in Kalamazoo and I depart this afternoon is it seems to me Kalamazoo is creating the next iteration of the social contract. 120 years ago, public education wasn't a given in many kids' lives. And then when it became a law in states and then throughout the country, first it was a requirement till you were in the eighth grade. And then as the economy changed and the requirements for young people to be educated, the demands were higher because of industry and the industrialization in this country, we changed the law to 14 and then to 16. And now many, many states are at 18. I think Kalamazoo raises a question, says, shouldn't we also make that almost a requirement, the community's expectations that post-secondary is no longer a negotiable reality. It's something we should require of our young people, because in order to participate in the American economy, in order to realize the American dream of a minimal middle-class existence with a house and a car and being able to raise your family, you're going to need to have post-secondary education. And so Kalamazoo's philanthropic community said, you know what? We're going to create a big experiment here, and we hope the rest of the country learns from it. It'll be good for Kalamazoo, good for the young people here, but it'll raise some great questions for the rest of the country to consider.
Dan Cardinale is the president of the National Group Communities in Schools, I spoke with him yesterday during his visit to Kalamazoo. A longer version of this interview can be found at WMUK.org. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.